The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
An opening week loss for the Packers on the road. 94.5 ESPN is WKTI and WKTI HD Milwaukee, a locally owned Good Karma brand station. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What if he can't go to the show tonight?
Wait, this is your issue? This sounds like Dario's issue. The dude is in so much pain that he had to book a chiropractor appointment right after the gym yesterday. Like, that's how much pain your husband is in.
And I feel bad for him.
First concern is, who the hell am I taking to Dave Matthews now?
Well, it's a concern. It's a concern.
Can you power rank your concerns, please?
Who am I going to get Matthew's bandwidth? Gap! Dario's in some pain.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
The Brewers dropped a tough one last night, losing 1-0 to the Detroit Tigers. It was a long game, went into extra innings. There was also a mid-game rain delay. So yeah, not a great day at the office, but much like the Packers lost to the Saints earlier this year, you flush that, you move on. I think I saw the magic number for your Milwaukee Brewers is 4 to clinch a wild card, 5 to win the division. So any day now, we're going to be popping bottles here in Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Brewers making the postseason. But yesterday, the big news, of course, was Ryan Braun announcing his retirement. Ryan Braun, who I think Gabe made a really good point saying, it's complicated when it comes to Ryan Braun, okay? Because when you look at his stats, he's right up there. He's easily top three, if you want to go with the greats of Yountin, Molitor as 1 and 2, top three Brewer of all time with the stats, okay? And all of the stats combined. You know, he wasn't just one thing, okay? He was a really good player all around. And obviously that was evidenced by him winning the MVP. Now, some people say, well, did he really win the MVP? Wasn't he taking performance-enhancing drugs?
Who wasn't?
That would be my point, Gabe, is like, this goes back to the cycling arguments you heard all those years with Lance Armstrong, right? If you read any of the books about Lance Armstrong, and I read Wheelman, which was fantastic, the only way you stayed in the sport during that era was if you were cheating. You would have been, and I'm not saying they would have kicked you out of the sport, you wouldn't have been able to survive.
Couldn't keep up.
You couldn't keep up with the people that were cheating. So you made a decision, and you said, well, I'm either going to, you know, maintain the livelihood, and this is my livelihood, and this is what I've been working for, and I'm going to just go with the crowd, or I'm going to take a stand, and I'm going to rebel, and I'm going to, we don't know who you are anymore. And again, I'm not saying one is right or wrong, because again, you could make the argument that it's wrong to cheat. Is it wrong to cheat if everybody's cheating? This is the age-old argument when it comes to steroids and performance-enhancing drugs in baseball, and Ryan Braun absolutely got caught in the crosshairs of that when it comes to his legacy. What is Ryan Braun's legacy, Gabe?
Again, it's common. I mean, he's a really good player. But again, I think it's not even the steroids for me. It's the way he handled the allegation.
He panicked. Straight up panicked.
Sure. But throwing somebody else under the bus that has nothing to do with it, that's really, I want to say a bad word. Like, that's really...
bleepy.
Yes, it is. Straight up, it is. Like, and that's just not acceptable. And he brought so many people into this web of lies. And he eventually was caught for that, and he apologized for that. And again, he's done a lot of good work. If we're talking about the off-the-field stuff, and his numbers, yeah. He's one of the best Brewers to ever play in the history of this organization, and I think that's why locally, because we can see the good that he's done in the community. But that thing that he did 10 years ago, that's going to hang with him, and that's just the way that works. Should it work differently? Probably. But that's not the way it actually works.
It's so complicated when it comes to performance-enhancing drugs in sports, because we absolutely tell guys when they're recovering, when they're, you know, trying to get back on the field, to do whatever it takes, right? And, you know, we've seen now some of these recoveries in very up close and personal, right? I think about the Alex Smith piece that ESPN did recently within the last couple of years, and you're seeing him in there with STEM, and you're seeing him in there in the tubs, and you're seeing all of the things. When a guy gets hurt, and we were talking about Dario, obviously, earlier this morning, how he threw out his back yesterday lifting, he's definitely going to take some stuff, right? He probably is going to take a couple, whatever the pain relievers that the doctors give him are, in order to get over that injury. So we always talk about how it's totally acceptable for guys to take a drug to make their performance possible, but all of a sudden it's unethical to make it better. So what's the threshold there?
Oh,
just like, right? Like, there's a threshold there of no. You can only take stuff so that you can get back on the field. You can't take anything that makes you better on the field. It's weird. How do you define that line?
Oh, I am one of the few people that I really don't care. Like, I think Bonds, Clemens, Manram, like, all those guys should be in. Like, Manny Ramirez, of the three I just listed, he got caught, and he got caught enough for all three of the guys I just listed. He got popped three different times for performance-enhancing drugs. We don't care in the NFL, right? Like, didn't Brian Cushing get popped and still win Rookie of the Year? No, we don't care in the NFL. Wouldn't care in the NBA. We hear about that all the time. For whatever reason, we've decided that baseball is holier than that. And this is part of baseball's problem. Like, it just gets stuck in the past. So now, because there were performance-enhancing drugs in the 90s, you can't compare Barry Bonds to Ted Williams.
Well, this goes back to the morality police argument. This goes back to the baseball writers who think that they are the 100%. Arbitrators of morality. And, oh, no. If you cheated the game, you certainly cannot be in the Hall of Fame. But I would also argue again, like I said, Ryan Braun did what humans do. They panic. You got pinched and he panicked and he blamed somebody else. Who among us hasn't done that, right? My husband does it on the couch when he farts. It was the dog. Okay? Like, we all do it on some level. Now, Ryan Braun's was bad. It was bad. You don't blame an innocent guy who was collecting a urine sample who happened to keep it in his fridge over the weekend and then be like, and he's a Cubs fan. Like, oh, as if this couldn't get any worse, guys.
I mean,
you should not trust him because he's a Northsider.
In fairness.
I mean, the absurdity.
Can you trust Cubs fans?
I mean, I've never known to.
If in fairness to that part of the accusation, I don't know if you can trust Cubs fans.
See, and I think we're building Ryan Braun's case piece by piece here, right? Like, at you, just building Ryan Braun's case. What is Ryan Braun's legacy? 800-990-3776. Gabe, I know we were talking about it. I don't know if you have it there, but like, what are some of the statistics, the ways that you can measure Ryan Braun's greatness, right? We obviously know he was Rookie of the Year. We obviously know he was MVP, but numbers wise, what is Ryan Braun?
Yeah, so Ryan Braun, 296 hitter in his career, 352 home runs, had 1,154 RBIs in the counting stats, and a lot of the numbers that he has are all-time numbers for the Brewers. Like, he is the career leader in home runs for the Brewers. Has that number. Here's where
I can hear. Look at that. I can hear it in your voice. Yeah. I can hear it. Like, you're conflicted about like where to fall on Ryan Braun's legacy.
He's a really good player, and I've kind of come to terms with, I think his number's going to be retired because he's boys with the owner, and the owner has always protected Ryan Braun. I don't think his number should be retired, though.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And having nothing to do with the scandal?
Nothing.
With the
just wasn't a good enough player to have his number up with the rest of those numbers at American Family Field.
I mean, then who else would be retired? I mean, Yelich isn't close to Braun's numbers. Is that some? I mean, but most people think that he has been the greatest Brewer to come through since Ryan Braun.
And he's fallen off. Like, if he kept on going at the pace he was going in 2018, 2019, and doing, the things that he did in 2018 and 19, like, that would, if he had kept on that pace, he'd have the potential. But I think you got to have somebody who, based on what those numbers are, like, Braun's just wouldn't look right up there. Because you have Robin Yount, Hall of Famer. Paul Molitor, Hall of Famer. Raleigh Fingers, while his time was short, did win the Cy Young and MVP in the same year, Hall of Famer. Hank Aaron, because of what he meant to the city of Milwaukee, and then finished up his career here, and the Brewers are wearing, the 44 patch in honor of him since he passed away earlier this year, Hall of Famer. Like, Braun's not going to, is Braun going to stay on the ballot past the first time around? Is he going to get the 5% that is needed to hang on the ballot?
Whoa. I mean, honestly, you're talking about Cooperstown?
Yeah.
No, because the morality police, the baseball writers are going to be like, nope, cheated.
But I mean,
not only did he cheat, he lied and he dragged the Dino Lorenzen. Was that his name? Dino Lorenzi? Yeah. Lorenz?
I couldn't remember his last name, so I never said it when I was going on my rants.
You know, that's a good theory. You should stick with that. I just get to the end of the name and I just start guessing. I just start guessing what the syllables are. I will try to find the name of that gentleman because, yes, he was obviously a big player, a major factor, a big character in that story. But, yes, I do think that the baseball writers will sit there and hold it against him. We've talked about it. That was 10 years ago. Has he made up for it? Did he do enough charity? Did he do enough, everybody, to overcome, you know, this infraction?
I mean, I look at it more locally than the Cooperstown thing. Like, his number is getting retired.
It shouldn't, though. He's not good enough. He was good. I don't want to make it seem like I'm being, because I am being flippant about it. I don't want to make it seem like Ryan Braun wasn't a good player. He was. He was a fantastic player. But he doesn't meet the what you have already set as your franchise bar
yeah.
to have your number up above the scoreboard at American Family Field. He doesn't meet that qualification.
I don't know if I...
Him being a top three player in the history of the Brewers says more about the history of the Brewers than it does Ryan Braun.
I agree with that, which is why, though, I think... And also his relationship with Adonacio and the franchise.
Yes. Again, I have come to terms with it's probably going to happen. I just don't think it should.
I also think the thing about Ryan Braun that people even locally were really bothered by was because he, again, curated and manicured this personality where we bought in, right? Remember, he was buddies with Aaron Rodgers. He had a restaurant down in the Third Ward. Like, he was like the Milwaukee guy. He had this model girlfriend. He was just like the face of Milwaukee for a time there, right? And obviously the walk-off home runs and winning MVP, all of those things made us love him and want to believe him. He was always available and accountable, guys. He would always stand at his locker and take the questions. You could argue about the authenticity of some of the answers. Like I said, everything seemed a little too manicured for me at times. But he would take the slings, he would take the arrows, he would stand in front of his locker, answer the questions. And so I think then people were just blindsided when they found out, one, that he was cheating, and two, that he lied about it. Like, that people could not handle that they had kind of bought in hook, line, and sinker to the Ryan Braun narrative, to the Ryan Braun persona, and then it was like, whoa, this was a facade? Like, that, I think, really
they got
upset
duped.
People.
Oh, yeah. If you are somebody that's been duped by anybody or at any time, like, there's a little bit of shame that goes with that because, man, how could I have ever been so foolish? And you're not going to forgive that other person that made you look so foolish so quickly.
What is Ryan Braun's legacy? 800-990-3776. We'll have Sophia Minert joining the show shortly. We're certainly going to ask her about that as well. But I feel like we learned from Ryan Braun that our hometown athletes are extensions of our families, guys. We learned that, like, when our kids misbehave and they break the rules, even if we even lie to us repeatedly, okay? I'm going through this right now with Chase as he starts to exert his independence a little bit as he hits the teenage years. Like, you don't disown them. You want them to be better. And I feel like Ryan Braun, over the last 10 years of his career in Milwaukee, was better. And I think that, above all, he was a Brewer. He was a Milwaukeean. I think people should embrace him. I hope people show up in droves for that game to celebrate his career, because I think last year with COVID, which would have been kind of a farewell tour for him, I think he got a little bit gypped on not getting that send-off that I think he deserved. But what do you think? Am I being too nice to Ryan Braun? 800-990-3776. Gabe?
Two free Packers tickets. That's all I have to say. I could just say two free Packers tickets and Window Select for the next 60 seconds, because that's really all that matters when it comes to Window Select right now. That's what you care about. Two free Packers tickets. Well, how do you get those two free Packers tickets? Any free home estimate. That's right. All you have to do is have Window Select out to your home for a free estimate. Don't have to even purchase anything, and you get two free Packers tickets. It's a limited supply offer, first come, first serve, and this is because Window Select is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Now, this is a pretty good offer. This is a pretty good incentive. If you're looking for new windows, you get two free Packers tickets, go up to Lambeau Field this year. Go check that out, since fans haven't been allowed up there. First, regular season game with fans coming up on Monday. But in addition to the two free Packers tickets, Window Select is still offering their buy one, get one free windows with no limit. No payments for an entire year. Window Select, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Mention you heard about the two free Packers tickets right here from me, Gabe Nigel, and ESPN Milwaukee when you call to schedule your free home estimate at 262-703-3500 or just go to windowselect.com. Window Select, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you see a big pipe?
That's just a baby Ruth.
No, no big pipe.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Baseball.
Chewy's
to the White Sox. Well, he asked me if I saw a big pipe. And, of course, I don't want to disparage anybody by saying no.
On 94.5 ESPN.
One. This is Gray Street. This is another great song. Ashton's in there shrugging his shoulders like, it's fine.
It's fine. I'll put it this way. I am not on the either yet, love it or hate it. I'm right in the middle for Dave Matthews. I'm one of the few. That's fine.
Okay, fine. It's not like,
oh, man.
It's not like,
jeez,
Ashton's opinion.
That was so cold. Like, just
Dave Matthews band is going to change my opinion of Dave Matthews band.
Looking away from Ashton. Okay, that's fine.
Let's
okay.
Have fun tonight.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Fine.
I also have another dilemma. Our buddies who are going to the concert with us sent us a text message saying that they're pre-partying at 4:30. What?
Excuse me?
On a 4:30? Wednesday?
Are you going to Dave Matthews Band with a bunch of 20-year-olds?
Are we going to the Badgers football game? I'm so confused. Are we tailgating at the Dave Matthews Band concert? 800-990-3776 if you have a solution to my dilemma, which is, of course, my husband threw out his back yesterday. Sucks for him, but also sucks for me, man. I was going to this concert with him. I was looking forward to it. And now, do I need to find a replacement? Is there an understudy? Is there an understudy concert goer?
Well, I mean, I was about to say, if there's an understudy to your husband, that seems like something you should have been developing, Jen.
Well, maybe it was agreed upon. You never know. Okay? You never know. To each his own. I don't know any other phrases that fit that. I give you my divorce attorney's phone number, though, because that's probably what's coming if you have an understudy for your spouse. So I need a plan. I need a contingency plan just in case Dario can't go to the show. I noticed neither of you guys have volunteered to go to the show with me. Isn't that interesting?
That interesting? I got things and stuff. And
ooh, my arm.
Yeah, I got a...
It's broken.
We've all got stuff that we can't keep inside anymore.
Trash! Trash! Not for you!
Stuff that we need to talk about.
How could you not?
Stuff that once a week just needs to be put outside.
Now that's clearly garbage.
Hey, man, we just get warmed up.
It's time to take out the trash. Brought to you by LRS, Milwaukee and Southern Wisconsin's leader in home business and dumpster waste and recycling services. Call the LRS experts at 844-WI-TRASH today.
All right, Gabe, we'll go first.
Just really thrown off there.
Man, she just like punted on first down. I feel like an idiot. For a number of different reasons. One, because I gave myself a nice raspberry on my leg because I decided to slide in softball last night because I'm an idiot. But I feel like an idiot for a different reason. I feel like an idiot for caring about the Ryder Cup as much as I do. The Ryder Cup is happening next week. Like, I'm getting more and more excited because we're getting closer. I'm going to pick up my credentials, probably go check it out on Monday, kind of get the lay of the land on my way up to Lambeau, and then I am going to be out there from Tuesday through Sunday as much as I possibly can. It's an exciting event for if you're a golf fan. Like, this only happens once every 2 years. You get that team element. It's a different atmosphere where, usually at the golf, oh, hey, nice shot. But no, you've got people chanting on the first tee, people going crazy. It's a great time. It's fantastic. However, I feel like I care more than some of the players care. We start with Bryson DeChambeau. Bryson, one of the more polarizing figures in golf, has decided, and we already knew this, but he is participating in a long drive competition which starts the day after the Ryder Cup in Nevada. And he said that, oh, I'm going to train for both and it'll be fine. So he has been doing two-a-days. Discussed this during a recent interview with Golf.com. And said, my hands are wrecked from it. People don't realize how difficult long drive really is. So this dude is wrecking his hands, which, for those who are not aware, kind of important in the golf swing. You want to be able to hold on to the golf club the best you can, because he's preparing for a long drive competition. A long drive competition. So clearly he doesn't give a rip about the Ryder Cup. And then we have Brooks Koepka. And now these two have been connected, and they said that they're willing to put their feud to the side for Team USA. Brooks Koepka also giving an interview to Golf Digest, saying that he doesn't really like the Ryder Cup because it takes him out of his routine. And he talks about how, you know, he wants to get to the gym. I understand that. You want to work out. But then he also says, you know, sometimes during the day I like to take like an hour and a half nap. I take a lot of naps. Can't take a nap during the Ryder Cup. There's too much going on. Well, I'm sorry we're interrupting your nap schedule, Bryson. Like, you're a professional athlete. Like, you probably shouldn't be sitting out there for all these people who are paying money to go watch you play at the Ryder Cup being like, yeah, I might not be at my best because I can't take a nap. What are we doing? Like, these guys, it's so frustrating. And if Team USA loses, I'm going to be dejected, but I probably shouldn't be because I somehow care more than some of the players care about the Ryder Cup next week at Whistling Straits.
Yeah, golf. I like to talk about Chewy for a second. I'm going to take his place today. Yesterday, Chewy said one of the dumbest things and most wrong things he's ever said in his entire life, guaranteed. Not just on the show, in his entire 51 years of existence. He said a sub is not a sandwich. A submarine is not a sandwich. He thinks a hoagie is not a sandwich. A hoagie, a grinder, a sub, they're all the same damn thing. You know what they are, Jen, Gabe, and everyone listening? They're all sandwiches. They're all sandwiches. I don't know how you can be this wrong about one possible food item. You can think a tomato isn't a fruit, even though it's a fruit. You can think that a hot dog is not a sandwich. It's a fine argument to have. You can even say that chocolate chip cookies are far superior to oatmeal raisin and not be kidding. Because some people say that and are kidding. Some people like oatmeal raisin better. I don't know, Eric Name. It's fine. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chewy. Merriam-Webster, perhaps the most, what's my favorite word, Jen, reputable source on the matter, sandwich. Here's the full definition of a sandwich. One slice of bread covered with food, or two or more slices of bread, or a split roll having a filling in between.
Well, there it is.
A sub is a sandwich, is a sandwich, is a sandwich. And I am infuriated that 5% of people on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll yesterday agreed with this big idiot about sandwiches. It's a very simple concept. You take something, you put it in between bread, or you put it in between a roll or a bun or something, and it's a sandwich. I will have no other comments on this matter personally. It's a sandwich. I love sandwiches. They're my favorite food. Please don't ruin them, Chewy.
Is a wrap a sandwich?
You know he what? Said he has no more comments on the subject.
I just had a follow-up question.
You know what? Maybe. I don't know.
Please,
I don't know.
Please respect his privacy at this time.
Hashtag thousand prayers.
You guys may not have seen that Florida State lost this past weekend.
To Jacksonville State.
In a big, bad way. A late touchdown, a 59-yard game winner for Jacksonville State, means that Florida State lost the game. That's two tough losses for Florida State to start the season. But that was not what people were talking about after the Florida State-Jacksonville State game. They were talking about the fact that a Florida State football player kneeled down behind the end zone and proposed to his girlfriend. It's a sweet moment. Except that the image that went viral on social media is of him kneeling behind the end zone, proposing to his girlfriend, while the Jacksonville State team is celebrating on the field behind him. And people had a field day with this, saying, bad timing, buddy. Like, maybe wait till the field is clear. Maybe wait till they're not celebrating the fact that they just knocked you guys out of the game to have your special moment. And I say boo to you. Boo to that, okay? Gabe knows proposing to a woman is a very big deal. You plan for it for months, maybe years in some cases. I'm sure Brady Scott, the football player for Florida State who is kneeling down behind the end zone to propose to his girlfriend, thought about this for months leading up to it. He probably had his family there. He probably had her family there. He certainly had people ready to take pictures. He was looking forward to it regardless of the outcome of the game. Brady Scott's probably played in a bunch of football games. This one is going to be the most special, regardless of the outcome of the game. So can we just give him a break, guys? Can we stop trolling him on social media? Can we stop making him feel bad about when he chose and where he chose to propose to theoretically the love of his life. I say that because 50% end in divorce. I just want to put that out there. Okay. Asterisk.
Somebody's jagged about
theoretically
this whole thing.
The love of his life. Okay. Brady and Michaela, congratulations. I don't care where you got proposed to. I don't care where you did the proposal. I don't care who was on the field celebrating. It's a sweet moment. You will never forget it. It is wonderful. And I just want to say, leave him alone. Leave Brady alone!
You didn't leave him alone.
Yes, I did. I just said that theoretically she's the love of his life.
You don't need to add that.
It's super reassuring.
Yeah, like, I understand where you're coming from, but like, now's not the time. How about you read the room a little bit? You know, somebody
did I just do the thing I said not to do?
Correct.
That doesn't sound like me
so
at
now,
all.
So, you know, I'm sitting over here going, okay, good to know that Jen thinks that, you know, my fiance is theoretically the love of my life.
Half a cup. This is a literal meaning of half a cup.
Literally the half a cup, okay? Will your marriage end in divorce? Literally half a cup. Although, to be honest, Ashton, you should look that up. What is the divorce right now? Because after COVID, I'm feeling like we're up in the 70s.
Googling.
See, so the divorce rate is... Here's my problem with the divorce rate.
Okay, all right? I'm interested in this.
But because, yeah, half of marriages end in divorce, but not half of people who get married get divorced.
Hold on. What?
Because there are people with multiple divorces.
Yep.
There are people that have been married like 5-6 times.
Yeah, and if my husband doesn't go to that Dave Matthews Band concert tonight, guess where I'm going to land? Guess where I'm going to land, Gabe? Ashton's looking up the divorce rate.
Here's almost 50% of all marriages in the United States will end in divorce. Wow, not do. They just will end in divorce or separation. Researchers, however, estimate that 41% of all first marriages end in divorce. So if you're getting married for the first time, better shot at love.
Yeah, see?
Absolutely.
Especially if you get married a second time.
I feel like we're overlooking the fact that I said, Brady and Michaela, congratulations on your proposal. Yeah,
well, you had to look up her name.
Of course I did. She doesn't play football for Florida State. If I'm being honest, I had to look up his name too, okay?
I mean, I just feel bad because he clearly thought they were going to be Jacksonville State. Like, you're not putting all that planning in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, look at the schedule when it comes out and go, that's probably a win.
My guess is it's the easiest time to get tickets for your family.
You don't delay the proposal then, do you, Gabe? Like, if you planned your proposal, you don't then go, hey, I expected this game to go a lot differently. We're going to put this on pause.
Well, what are they going to do when they send out their, their save the dates? They've got a picture of him on one knee with the other team celebrating in the background?
That would actually be hilarious.
Just get professional photographs done. Good Lord, I got a gal if you need her. It is Jen, of course, and this week I had a chance to meet with Culligan Water of Waukesha. Let me tell you guys, you should believe the hype about Culligan because, as I tell you all the time, they care about how safe your water is. It's so important to them that they put it right in their website. It's CulliganSafeWater.com, which I think is interesting because when you think of water, you think of a lot of different things. You think clear, you think refreshing. None of those words are in the website. They certainly could be, but Culligan Water of Waukesha places such an emphasis on the safety of your water that is, in fact, in their website, CulliganSafeWater.com. I've told you guys our story. We've got a well. Wells can be unpredictable. You never know what's hanging out down there, right? So we had Culligan Water of Waukesha come out, tell us exactly what was in our well, and then tell us how to get rid of it so that we had not just clear, not just refreshing, but safe water from our well at our house in Mequon. And they can do the same for you. Or maybe you've got different issues with your water. They can figure it out and handle them as well. If you're curious to start your water journey with Culligan, just go to that website, CulliganSafeWater.com. They'll test your water, determine the best fit for you and your family, and you will be so thankful to be a part of the Culligan family. Just head over to that website, CulliganSafeWater.com. Tell Joe I said hi and tell him I sent you.
She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minert.
You kind of cross your fingers and hope you can get to the finish line of the regular season with all of them healthy and strong and see what happens in October.
Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy.
If our friend Sophia is dragging a little bit this morning just because rain delay, middle of the game, ended up having extra innings, Brewers ended up losing. How are you doing this morning, Sophia? Extra espresso in the cup?
I sure did, Jen. I had the extra shot in the latte. We're at the ballpark. We're ready to go.
She's already at the ballpark.
Yeah, I was about to say she's in Detroit, so I don't know if she was going with the Dan Campbell special with the two extra shots of espresso and the.
Maybe I should have gone two extra shots. We'll see.
Sophia, will you be back in Milwaukee this evening in case I need a contingency plan, in case I need a backup date, in case I need an understudy for Dario, who threw out his back yesterday and may not be able to go to the Dave Matthews Band concert with me at Summerfest?
Oh, no. Okay, so that's really awful for Dario, but yes, we will be traveling back after the game.
Also for me. It's awful for me.
Oh, hold on. You didn't throw your back out.
I know, but I... been looking forward to this concert for a very long time, Sophia.
Oh, I get it. And you're like, I need a plan B and a plan C. And sorry, Dario, about the back, but I'm going without you, right? This is one of those situations.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we haven't even broached the idea of me not going. Do I have to not go?
No. No,
that's not an option. Yeah, it's not an option.
No, to be clear, you're going.
just wanted to make sure. So it sounds like, Sophia, would you be able to go with me to the show tonight if, in fact, Dario cannot go?
Let's hope for no rain and no extra innings, and I might be able to make it on time.
Might, that's a might. Okay, I'll take a might.
Where do you fall on Dave Matthews? Because we've had the discussion that Dave Matthews Band can be very polarizing. We've had some responses on our talk and text line that are very negative towards Dave Matthews and his band. Where do you come down on
Dave? They say he sucks. Let's just be very clear. They use the word sucks.
Okay, that's I actually agree. I think the takes are very polarizing. I actually fall in the middle ground. Like, I'm not the Dave Matthews Band fanatic that saw him 30 times at Alpine, right? It's like, I've seen him, I think, once or
twice.
Starting
to feel a little attacked here.
It says more about you than anything else, Jen.
I mean, no, I think Dave Matthews is one of those bands and artists that just has, like, almost a cult following, right? Like, people that, you know, it's a yearly thing or they've seen him multiple times or I don't know. I think he falls in that category for a lot of people. And that's a credit to him just for the longevity of their career and how much their music has stuck with people. But I am definitely not on the Dave Matthews Band sucks bandwagon. Like, I would never say that.
Sophia, you bring up an interesting point. Jen, how many times have you seen Dave Matthews in concert?
It doesn't matter.
But for factual...
I'm starting to feel attacked here, okay? She used the word cult.
Here's the thing. She said almost
here's
a cult. She didn't say full on.
You're right.
Cult, like,
you're right.
Almost a cult.
But we are going with some people who I think might fall into the cult category. Our buddy Jake has seen them 3 times. This will be the 3rd time in the last, like, month and a half.
Whoa.
Like, I think Jake traveled to Indianapolis to see them down there, and I think he was at a concert a few days ago, too.
This is making sense why he wants to pregame at 4:30.
Right, exactly. He sent the text saying, hey, pregame in the parking lot at 4:30, and I was like, today 4:30? In the afternoon?
When's the last time you pregame for something, Sophia?
Oh, my gosh.
No, you know what? The pause is fine. The pause is fine.
The pause really tells us everything we need to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, you guys really locked me up with that one. I'm trying to think, like, the last sporting event I attended as a fan was game 6 of the finals. But we were so rushed just getting out of the baseball game and getting home and making sure that I got to my seat and into the arena in time. I didn't pregame. So I'm just trying to, like, do the Rolodex of events of what I've attended lately, just as a fan, obviously. And it's been a while. So yeah, I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Listen, I don't know how we haven't gotten to this sooner with Sophia. Sophia, you cover baseball, okay? My understanding is in baseball, men wear cups. Okay, now I'm not asking you to let me know if that's true or not. I assume that you have kind of a vague idea of whether or not it is. But Aaron Rodgers said he threw that first interception the other day because he took 2 shots to the nuts. Why don't more athletes wear cups?
Yeah, I've had a few conversations with people about this, but there are even some baseball players that do not wear them. And that, for the life of me, I cannot understand, because I just can't understand it really in any sport. If I was a male, I 100% would wear one. I think it's just a comfort issue, which I feel like
100% a comfort issue.
You can Right. I think it's definitely a comfort issue, but I also feel like that's on you. You should do like some more shopping and find one that is comfortable for
exactly.
you.
It's like a bra. What? Okay.
No. All the bras. Hold on.
You think that all the bras out there are comfortable? What? They're not. You got to find one that works for you.
You think I'm just going to be able to walk into Dick's Sporting Goods and go, hey, can I try on your finest cup? Like, that's not the way that works.
Okay. But okay.
No, James, but Amazon.
None
I assume
of these
Amazon.
Guys are shopping at Dick's Sporting Goods. Like they have every resource available to them. You can have someone order that for you.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Show me your finest cups.
But also, like,
and they bring you a Yeti.
All right, well, see if we can make this work. But no, if you're an outfielder, like, if you're an outfielder, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, a ball has never bounced up off the grass on an awkward angle before. That's never happened.
Well, I mean, if you're an outfielder and you take one, that's on you.
Sophia, this just doesn't make any sense to me. And I feel like you're going to align with me on this. They talk so much about the area, about the package, about the junk, right? They're always adjusting it. It's so important to them. Sometimes they think with it. You won't put a tiny piece of plastic over it to protect it? Come on!
No, I totally agree. And to Gabe's point, like about outfielders, that's a fair point. But I also think about what if you're at the plate, right? Like what if you get hit? What if a ball bounces? What if you're running the bases and I don't know, an errant throw or something? I just think like there's so many crazy things that can happen that I just would wear one all the time, I think.
Nah, I mean, I think you're underestimating how cup technology has not kept up with the times.
Yeah, women don't even know about uncomfortable things physically, right, Jen? That's fine. No pain
just
like
every time. Every time. Sophia, very quickly before we let you go, Ryan Braun announcing his retirement yesterday. I teased early in the show we were going to ask you about what is Ryan Braun's legacy? Because we find it to be very complicated, but I'm on the side of, man, one mistake, and obviously the cheating and baseball and the morality police, there's so many elements and variables to this thing. Where do you stand on Ryan Braun?
Look, I think it's a career that should be celebrated. I think, you know, you look at the resume and it's hard to find many Brewers players that were as productive as he was, as consistent as he was, as clutch as he was, right? I mean, you just think back to all of the great moments, right? All of the big hits. I mean, 5 postseason appearances going back to 2008. I think people kind of forget, like, with just the recent success, like, prior to 2008, there was not a lot to celebrate with the Brewers. You know, there really wasn't. It had been 26 years since they had gone to the World Series, since they had gone to the postseason. And then Ryan was really at the front of that group in 2008 that I think really made people kind of fall in love with the Brewers again, right? Like that group of Ryan Braun and JJ Hardy and Corey Hart and Prince Fielder and Ricky Weeks, right? I mean, Ryan was at the front of that. And I just think, you know, for what he did wearing a Brewers uniform, the production, I mean, he was very involved off the field. I agree with you. It's a complicated story. You know, but, you know, when we talked to Craig Counsell about that and about that specifically, you know, after that, he kind of wrote his own story, right? Like he came back and he absorbed a lot and we know how often he was booed on the road and he took all of that. And he just, you know, Craig Counsell said he just kept going, right? He just put his head down and he kept going and he kept playing and he kept performing up until the last season. So I think, I'm looking forward to him just having that moment in front of the home fans, because I think regardless of how you feel about his career, I think he does deserve that moment, kind of that send off because of how last year went, not having fans on the stands.
Great perspective from our friend Sophia Minert. She joins the show each and every Wednesday. And again, we're talking magic numbers here with this Brewers team, guys. Get on board. It's going to be an exciting run for your Brew Crew. Have a great day, Sophia. Maybe I'll see you tonight, okay? I'll text you.
Yeah, keep me posted. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Hey, are you in the market right now for a new loan? Maybe you're thinking about buying a new house. Maybe you're thinking about renovating the house that you have. Can I just tell you, the folks over at Great Midwest Bank, they put the focus on the needs of their customers and the community, not the shareholders. Why does that matter? Well, because who doesn't want the attention on them? especially when you're dealing with a stressful situation like finding a new loan. Loan options can be incredibly complicated, much like Ryan Braun's legacy, right? But with the folks over at Great Midwest Bank, they make it very easy, and they will make sure that you achieve that state of banquility. What is banquility? Just what it sounds. Tranquility during the banking process. Great Midwest Bank examines each loan option case by case. They're happy to work with you and your unique circumstances to find a loan that is the very best fit. Get started at their website. It is so easy to remember. It's greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank. They're your and my simply local equal housing lender.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I wonder if he goes...
If you lie, but cough right after the lie, yeah. Is it really a lie? Because now we all know you're lying.
That's a tell. You know?
Bad poker.
Probably not a good
Do you have a tell? Do you have a tell, like, when you're lying?
Yeah, I'm talking.
On 94.5 ESPN. All about the difficult
is coming, yeah. The contingency plan is already starting to take effect. Sophia saying that she might be able to be my date to the Dave Matthews Band show tonight if, in fact, my husband Dario cannot go because he threw out his back yesterday when he was deadlifting at the gym. Well, what do you know? My husband, who threw out his back deadlifting at the gym, is on the line right now. Good morning, Dario. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We really need to tell the whole story here and how this even got here and the lack of empathy you are showing me.
What, the what, how we got here in terms of you lifting with your back instead of your legs on the deadlift?
First off, it's not my fault that I'm lifting all this massive weight now. No, what happened was, you saw that massive poll she put up about Thor and everybody? Well, Jen has this
Wait,
thing
what?
For
no, people don't. People don't know about the poll.
No, no. Oh. Phrasing. A couple months ago, in her sleep, she's like saying Chris in her dreams. So I'm like, you know what? I know what she's doing. She's dreaming about Chris Hemsworth. And in Jen dreams are real. Because dream Dario gets in trouble all the time, which gets real Dario in trouble. And I just can't have that. So I start hitting the gym. I'm doing great. I'm trying to be the person of her dreams. I'm doing her a favor, guys. I am doing her a favor by all this lifting. So yesterday... We're crushing, I thought, at the point, the deadlift, I throw out my back. I was like, oh, this is great. One, yeah. Two, yeah. Three, my back. I call my lovely wife, who I think is going to be, oh, man, this is so bad. I'm really upset that you hurt yourself. Are you okay? Can I do anything for you? First thing she says is, oh, do you think you can go to the concert? It's like, what? So now I'm at my second chiropractor right now to get ready for this stupid concert. I went to a walk-in chiropractor, which is like going to a walk-in Tijuana urgent care. Dude gave the same diagnosis to every person that was there. Hey, what's wrong with you? I think you got a bulging disc. Hey, what's wrong with you? I think you got a bulging disc. So now I finally find the chiropractor of the state in Liz Hood. So I'm here now trying to get my back straight just so my wife doesn't disown me because I don't go to some stupid concert.
Well, it sounds like you really want to go. The good news is, it sounds like you really want to go to the show. So I appreciate
that. Anything
for
my wife.
Hey, Ben weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talking text line saying, Jen, maybe your husband should stop deadlifting and start live lifting. It's a dad joke. I thought Dario would appreciate the dad joke. Listen, I'm glad that you're going to the chiropractor again. I hope that your back feels better. But again, we're just planning just in case. Just in case you can't go, I have to have a backup plan.
This is that I took out extra life insurance policy because we were going to go down the building for, what was it, the MAC fund. And just in case you fell, we'd be rich.
Well, not we.
Exactly what
me.
That was.
Yeah, I was about to say, Dario.
I'm not going to be there for that anymore.
If you die, sorry to break this to you, bud. Yeah. That would be you would not be involved in that scenario.
Well, and listen, it does sound like Dario is doing everything he can. He's taking every measure possible to try to go to the, what did he call it? The stupid, did he say stupid concert? Was
I'm
stupid
staying out of this completely.
I thought I heard stupid, and then I wasn't sure. I was like, nah, I didn't say stupid. And I think he said stupid again.
I can't wait to hear, like, Body is a Wonderland. I mean, that's my favorite Dave Matthews song for sure.
I don't know if that is or isn't.
Yeah, the audience here, everybody's like, not sure if that is a Dave Matthews Band concert song. Well, listen, we hope that your back feels better. We hope that you are feeling better. I do have Sophia lined up.
We're back in.
Just in case.
No. Dave and I hope his back feels better. I'm not sure you do.
I do.
Yeah,
I would
really
like
don't.
For him to be able to
she
go to the concert. But yesterday,
go.
Of course, it was like, this is going to get dicey for me.
Yeah, sweet. This is what I have to deal with, guys. The loving empathy of this.
It's what you get to deal with. Not have to, you get to.
Oh, yes, I get to. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Thanks, Dario. Hopefully your back feels better. See you soon. Did you just hang up? Will weighing in on our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. He says, definitely go and definitely pregame. Also, need to get there early to get the poster. There's a Facebook page with 30,000 people called the Dave Matthews Band Family. You could find a single female on that page who would take the extra ticket. Will, that's brilliant!
I don't know if I trust that.
No, it's a whole resource of people who like my band who would go to the show probably. This is great. I love this. This is not dangerous at all.
So when Sophia mentioned that it was almost a cult, I feel like
she
that
was being
Facebook
generous.
Page.
She was just being nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, some things have cult followings. You know, you think of Grateful Dead. They certainly have a cult following.
Some folks have weighed in on the ESPN Milwaukee text line saying Fish has a cult following.
I don't know if I would want to go to a concert with a random stranger. Plus, like, all those people, aren't they probably already have tickets? Like, if
they
wanted to go?
Well, you're such a big Dave Matthews Band fan. But do they have tickets with, you know, ESPN Milwaukee's and College
First
Game Day's
all,
Jen Latta? Do they have tickets with her?
Well, they don't.
That, Ashton, as you know, I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal.
Is your friend actually going to pregame at 4:30?
Yes, I think so.
Are you concerned?
Jake, he texted me.
Are you concerned
How
about him?
How old is this person?
He's our age.
Are you concerned about him being able to make it all the way to the end of the concert if he starts drinking at 4:30?
What does pregaming at your age look like, Jen?
A
couple of multivitamins being washed down.
I don't think I can say on the radio. Probably a seltzer. I'll have a seltzer at
Seltzies. All right,
5
cool.
o'clock. Jake texted me. He says, throughout his back, you say, sounds like a Chewy excuse. Now, I think the thing we did learn here, guys, is that from now on, Chewy just has to say he threw out his back the day before a concert and he won't have to go with Angie anymore. Isn't that what we've learned from this?
From his relationship with his wife, I don't know if he'd win that argument as easily as it sounds like you might win your argument.
Don't I always win the argument?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I thought you were saying.
I'm pretty sure he'll always lose the argument.
Pretty sure that's what you were saying.
Speaking of seltzers, and I know we're running out of time.
I'm listening.
Did you see Bud Light is launching a pumpkin spice seltzer?
Nope.
Gabe, yes,
out.
I did. I can't
out.
Wait.
First of all, there's always time for seltzers, okay?
Always
no matter
time
how
for
much
seltzies.
Time, there's always time for seltzies. Bud Light pumpkin spice?
I will gladly do a taste test for everybody.
What the hell are we doing as a society?
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait. It's going to taste like fall and fizzling. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to buy one today.
And rain and all the other great fall things.
And hot cocoa and pumpkin.
No, it's going to taste like pumpkin.
Cinnamon.
It's going to taste like pumpkin.
Allspice.
Just pumpkin.
Nutmeg.
Who eats pumpkin? You don't even eat pumpkin. I guess we'll have to continue this tomorrow. If we're back tomorrow, gosh, who knows? Chewy might be back tomorrow. We might be back tomorrow. But Will the Intouch is for sure next on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Wisconsin. We'll see ya.